I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Monday, May 18th. The group of volunteers trying to get a constitutional ban on large data centers in Ohio before voters this fall has released its first signature totals. It's unlikely that all the signatures collected so far are valid, and the number is far short of the hundreds of thousands of signatures that are needed. But the group is pleased so far, as State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports.
The group Ohio Residents for Responsible Development, or Conserve Ohio, has gathered 25,000 signatures in 5 weeks. But organizer Austin Bauerichter says that's a preliminary total with more signatures not yet counted. And he says he knows some will see that number and think the effort isn't serious.
25,000, which is like 6%, and we got like a month and a half before July 1st. I'm proud of that. This thing didn't even exist 75 days ago.
The group needs more than 413,000 valid signatures in half of Ohio's counties by July 1st to make this fall's ballot. Recent similar petition drives have turned in more than 700,000 signatures to account for invalid ones. But Bauerichter says if they don't make it this year, next year's ballot is a possibility. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Cincinnati will soon become one of the first cities in the nation to make its own biochar to support the urban tree canopy. Biochar is a charcoal-like material that can enrich soil and keep climate-warming carbon out of the atmosphere. Cincinnati Parks Director Jason Barron says the city will use wood waste, such as dead trees and trimmed branches, to make the biochar.
That wood waste was just decomposing and releasing that carbon back into the air. And this allows us to take what we already have and turn it into something that's beneficial not just for us, but for others.
When biochar is mixed with compost or manure, it becomes an excellent fertilizer. It helps plants grow faster and takes even more carbon out of the air. Cincinnati will use it while planting new urban trees. And officials expect to break ground on the biochar production facility this year. After 8 years with no update to the National Farm Bill, the House of Representatives passed a draft version of it by only 4 votes. While the proposed legislation addresses some of what young and small farmers asked for, many still believe that it falls short. WYSO's Shea Frank has more as the nation awaits the Senate's draft of the bill in June.
The Farm Bill is a massive package of legislation that shapes agriculture and nutrition policy. After 8 years of political haggling, the bill is finally moving forward. A draft was passed by the House on April 30th. But the National Young Farmers Coalition is concerned the bill doesn't do enough after years of uncertainty with rising farm bankruptcies, increased barriers to land and capital, rising fuel and input prices, and climate pressures. Markisha Parker is a first-generation farmer in Trumbull County. She says the bipartisan bill should be reflective of this new generation of farmers, not just large and commodity farming operations.
Farming doesn't just look one way anymore. So I love to see like a stronger support for, again, the beginning farmers as it was before, urban agriculture, local food distribution. And I feel like that's what all small farmers, that's what we all want to see.
But Parker says she is encouraged by movement towards conservation and research in the bill. As a Central State graduate, she is hopeful that further investments will be made into DEI and research projects surrounding climate resilience, local food systems, and new farmers. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
Premier Health is looking for a new leader. The health system announced the planned retirement of Mike Riordan as Premier Health's president and CEO early next year. He has been at the helm since 2022, overseeing the operations of Miami Valley Hospital's North and South campuses, as well as Atrium and Upper Valley Medical Centers, CompuNet Clinical Labs, Fidelity Healthcare, and more than 130 outpatient and physician locations. Premier Health says in a statement that it is grateful for Riordan's leadership and will conduct a nationwide search for its next CEO. Ohio volunteers are creating a statewide database of Revolutionary veterans' grave sites in the state. May 25th is the last day to add new information to this inaugural project. The goal is to locate, photograph, and map the final resting place of an estimated 7,000 Revolutionary War veterans that are buried in Ohio. So far, volunteers have documented more than 4,000 grave markers representing cemeteries in dozens of Ohio counties. This is one of the many projects and events that Ohio is sponsoring to celebrate the United States' 250th birthday. The Ohio History Connection and its State Historic Preservation Office are leading the project. Anyone with a smartphone can submit information to the Revolutionary War Veterans Graves Project. People can photograph a grave marker, record inscriptions, and log GPS coordinates from a cemetery. Learn more at America250-Ohio.org. Go to the Programs tab and click Revolutionary War Veterans Graves. Bit of a summer-like day today, a high in the upper 80s, a bit humid as well. We'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon and this evening. Some of those storms can be on the strong side, so we may have to be weather aware later this afternoon and this evening. There's also another chance of some strong storms on Tuesday. And that's WYSO Today for Monday, May 18th. I'm Mike Fraser.